The 18th century had a lot of innovations. We're also going to jump to the United States here. At this point in the 18th century, we still don't have a standardized way to train physicians and healthcare providers. It's still not based in science. It's still an apprenticeship. They start to see that there is a need for regulated education, but medical school is really just some doctors, who in theory have been doctors for a long time, that get together and teach a class based on need as a fee-for-service class. Training would usually last a couple of years, following around a doctor as an apprentice, sitting in on some of these classes, then you would be a physician in that town or that city. There was no license or standardization. In 1765, the University of Pennsylvania established the first medical school in the United States. Soon after that, Harvard and Columbia began their programs. Even though we now know those to be very prestigious training programs, when they first started, they were apprenticeship-based. Even if a physician is actually trained in a medical school, we still see bloodletting used as an accepted procedure here. We're not that advanced in our practice yet. If you happen to live in a more rural setting, you probably weren't lucky enough to have a Harvard-educated physician, but what they did have were barbers. Because the practice of bloodletting was still popular at this time, and barbers had access to scalpel-like instruments, they could provide bloodletting services. Barbers would act as the town doctor to perform the procedure to aid the sick patients. If you remember what a barber pole that would be outside of the barber's shop looks like, with red and white stripes, those stripes signify blood and a ligature, representing a bound, bleeding arm. This indicates the barber is also the doctor.